we are, today's daf is at Kuf Yud Gimel. We're on the Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis, the last word in the second to last line, trying to finish up. No, not that, sorry. We're on the five or six lines up, trying to finish up the Mishnah. So, the Mishnah said, the Elu Kodshim Kraven B'Mishkan. Oh, we did do this. But these are the we're the second. Okay, so we're Mabein Bamas Yachin and Bamas Sibur. So, what's the difference? And how you, what's the difference between the Bamas Yachin and the Bamas Sibur? And what rules apply to one and don't apply to the other? So, the Mishnah says, by the Bamas Sibur, you have Smicha, at the bottom, to put their hands on the animal, Shchitas Tzafon, and the Bamas Gdola, right, the Bamas Sibur, you have to have Shchita done in the north, Umatan Sabiv, you have to do the Zrika, which is Shtayin Shemar, but it has to encircle the Mizbeach, Utnufa, you have to wave the Menachos, the Hagasha, and the Minfa has to be brought, the Mizna has to be brought to the Keren Dromis Maravis. All those things take place by the Bamas Sibur, which I guess did not take place by the Bamas Yachin. Rabbi Yehuda argues in the Tanakhama by the Menachos, and he says, forget that you don't have to bring the Mincha to the Mizbeach. He says, and we've seen this before, Ein Mincha Bama. There's no Mincha by the Kvar, there's no Kvar Mincha by the Bama at all. You don't have to worry about that. What else is the difference? The Kihun, the Big Disharis, by the Bama Sibur, there's a need that the Kohen has to be the one who's marked in the Mizbeach, and he also has to be wearing the Big De Kahuna, as opposed to the Bama Yachid, where Azar is Kasher, and obviously he's not to wear the Big De Kahuna. Ukvisharis, which also saw this recently, that you have to be Mekadesh, the Dam, and everything that in the Kvisharis, by the Bamas Sibur, not by the Bamas Yachid. The Reach Nikoa. What's Reach Nikoa? Rashi points out, Kidarmin with Perek Beishamai, right, so first short line, the Shame Shishitvarma Zebach Nizbach, one of them is a Shame Reach. Right, you have to be done with Shame Reach. You have to have that in mind. Yes, we do stuff as well, but the real rule was Shame Reach. You don't have to have that by, you don't have to have that intent, I guess, by a Bamas Yachid. What's that? Mechitz l'damim. Rashi says Mechitz l'damim is chut hasikra. L'havdu b'damim elyon l'damim tachon. You don't have the separation, the top part and the bottom part of the mizbeach. You don't have to have that by a bamas yachid. Berichlutz yadayim v'raglayim. You don't have to do the mekadesh your hands and feet when by the bamas yachid. Only by a bamas sibur. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says about hazman, but the dinim of pigul, v'hanosar, and the concept of nosar. The hatame and the isser for a tame person to be marked with the karbanos shavim bazeh ubazeh. Those apply by Abamas Yachid as well. That was a machlokas. That's why you don't need it. You have to have a stone. But according to the other mandamus, so this is going to leave with the mandamus. Says you have to have a mizbeach. You have to have a mizbeach. It doesn't have to follow the rules of the mizbeach in the Mishkan. Right. You just have to be different. North, where you mizbeach? Yeah. I mean, you always know where your north is. You have it east, so north is the other way. Turn left. No, there is no north by above a siyachin. Which we said, north only applies by the above a siyachin. Okay. So now the Mishnah had mentioned. By the para, right? The para duma that if you shefted it or you burned it, chutz migita, you're not chayvim. So what does it mean, chutz migita? So my chutz migita, so Amar Reish Lakish says, chutz mi makom habadikla, meaning you put it out away from the place that was on the Haram Mishnah, which we say is Haraz Esim, which is directly open to the Heifal, but that place wasn't checked to see whether below it there was a kever hatahom. Had this before, Tumas at the home, right? Meaning that you then check to know for sure that there's no unknown grain underneath the site, and therefore the Tumah would be Ola Ubokeya, goes up to the Rakia, and therefore the Mishnah is Mechadish us that even if you didn't check, you're not Chayav for Shkute, not Chayav for Shkute Chutz. Maybe it's not that spot, I don't know. Now, they're going to have to check that. You could check, I guess. You could check where you are. So, there's a big question that, and I saw that the Tosfos asked this question. The Tosfos asked the question in three words, with four words. He says, Tema v'chimi doraisa boi v'dika. He says, what's going on here? He says, the Gemara is going to prove in a minute, basically, that Reish Lakish holds that the Mabel fell in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, there are all these dead people buried underneath in Eretz Yisrael. That's why you have to be choshesh that maybe there's a mace. Therefore, you have to check. So he says, Tosfos asks, wait a second. The din to check for the tumah cannot be a din d'oraisa. Why? Because we're Rishus HaRabim. What's the law for Rishus HaRabim? Suffolk tumah of Rishus HaRabim is Torah. So how can you say that the Torah is coming to be b'mayit a place that wasn't checked? Somebody's in the Rabbanah. That's also a good answer. I'm not sure about, but it's pretty good kasha. So that's what Rishus HaRabim says. Chutz mi'makom avodafa. You got the question? It's not a din d'rabbanan. Why is the Torah talking about a din d'rabbanan? Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it can't be, because hello, kol Eretz Yisrael v'dukahi. The entire land of Eretz Yisrael is checked. There is no tumas to home in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because they say that the mabul didn't take place. Right? Hello, kol Eretz Yisrael v'dukahi. So therefore, what does it mean, chutz megita? Ela amar Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan says, that the bright mission is coming to exclude, he goes, sheshchata, lift the mechomash Yerushalayim. He did the shchita within the walls of Yerushalayim. Gemara says, wait a second. He did the what? The lokma, he goes to shachta chutz the chomash lokma negative pesach. What's the difference if I shechted in Yerushalayim not negative pesach, or I shechted outside Yerushalayim not negative pesach? The idea is, it has to be on the plumb line with the opening of the Olam Moed. So who cares? I did it within the walls. What's he coming to teach me? What's he coming to teach me that within the walls? Right? The Amar of Adab Arava. Now the Gemara is going to prove that Rabbi Yochanan also holds that you have to shecht the paraduma mul pesach ha'icha. Gemara says the Amar of Adab Arava shechata shalok negative pesach. If you shechta the paraduma not in front of the pesach of the tehechal psula the shechita is pasul shenamar. Because the pasuk says right shechata also lefanov. And right after that it says v'hizu el nocha thank you v'hizu also a pesach olamoid. Therefore, you see that the hazah has to be done towards the Olam Moed, and they have a hekesh for the shechita that has to be Olam Moed, right? Ma hazah also connected to Pesach, ach shechita also connected to Pesach. The shechita has to be connected to Pesach. So, of course, if you do it inside the walls, who cares? Rashi says, if he came with the lomakish, maybe Rabbi Yochanan doesn't have this limit of the hekesh. Rashi says, no, it proves that he has the limit of the hekesh because he has the hekesh when it comes to the sreifa. So he has the hekesh when it comes to the sreifa of the paraduma. He doesn't have the same hekesh when it comes to the shechita. You don't burn it connected to Pesach. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Psula. Rabbi Yochanan says it's Pasul, and the Eifer can't be used for the Tarot Zameim. But Rabbi Oshia there argues, Rabbi Oshia Amar Shera. He says it's Kasher if you don't burn it in front of the Pesach Omoid. Where does Rabbi Yochanan learn it? He learns it because he has a Hekesh. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Psula, because it says Sarah Papar Le'enav, and that says Vihiza. So he has the hekesh against the straight foot azah. It's not the straight foot, the straight foot azah. Why does Rosh say it's okay? Rav Oshia Amar Kshera, why? It says, Al Pirsha Yisro. What does that mean? Makom Sheporeshes Lamisa, Sham Tei Shrefasa. Wherever it ends up after it dies, I guess after you shechted, it has convulsions and stuff. So wherever it falls down and dies, I don't know why it's tied down. Wherever it falls down, is that what it says? Yeah. No, where it finishes after you die, it's pirchosai. It's convulsive. I think what it is. Wherever the pierce up, okay. The makom shel poreshes lamisa, right after it dies. When it dies, that happens. So wherever that happens, sham peisrei fasa. That's where. So he says there's no place. The Torah doesn't mention a place where it's supposed to be killed. Wherever that ends up being, that's what you do the sreifa. But you see from here, the point is you see from here that Rabbi Yochanan holds that the sreifa has to be a pesach olam moed because you have the hekesh to the comparison to the hazah, so we'll have the same comparison to shechita. So you know shechita has to be a pesach olam moed. So watch the chiddush by telling you that if it's done inside the walls, it's still if it's done inside the walls, what's the difference? Let him tell me so long as it's not done pesach olam moed. The Gemara says ami lo kami boy kama. It says lo kami boy. Lo mi boy is chutz l'choma di rachuki rachaka. Rachuki chutz l'choma. It's so far away. Right from the Makom HaMikdash, the Shechita's Pasul, El Afilu Lifnim Min HaChomer, even if you did Lifnim Min HaChomer, the Kerubi Karva, that it's so close to the Olam Moed, you brought it closer to the Olam Moed, Ema Tiskashar, maybe it would be Kshera. Kamash Malah, the Khan comes to teach us that the Shechita's Psula, because it has to be, because it's the Makom of the Shechita, the Paradum, has to be Mechus HaShalosh Machanos, and then comes the Torah to tell me that even if you did it over there, you're not trying for Shechita Kutz, because it's not Roy in the world, Pesach Olam Moed. So now the Gemara is going to explain the machlokes of Yochanan and Reish Lakish legabe whether or not Eretz Yisrael is betuka for kvarim. So Amar Mar, right? Said before Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says, "V'halo kol Eretz Yisrael betuka hi." All of Eretz Yisrael is already checked. So I don't have to worry about checking it, checking the place underneath the Par Aduma, right? V'halo kol Eretz Yisrael betuka hi. V'mai kamifli. What's their machlokes? Mar Reish Lakish holds savar yorod mabul Eretz Yisrael. He said the mabul extended to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the bones of the mesim of the mesim mabul are buried in the ground, and the tomb of the mesim goes up. There's a big shiloh over here, right? Isn't there a machlokas whether or not tumas akum is matana ba'ohel? Right. So that's what it wasn't. Number two, there's a whole thing also that says that anyone who died prior to matan Torah, I think it is, whereas to Gemara Nazir, right? Kever shelifnei hadibur ain matana ba'ohel. So I'm not exactly, so why do we care? Right, I thought that the tumas, oh, that's why like, when people go into these rooms, as long as it's a guy, they know that the Kohen can walk in. I mean, I don't know, that's an Eddie Reifman question, you know, how to do these things. But that's with the autopsies and the stabbers and all those things, I thought. Right. Sometimes you can know. New York probably have a problem. But whatever. I don't know. So Gemara is going to answer later on. Gemara is going to bring up the concept that by Parah Duma, we're very, very mocked to do everything to Sahara because we had a concept. There was a machlokas between the Purushim and the Tzukim about a Tzvul Yom doing a Parah Duma. So we've adopted made the Kohen a Tzvul Yom. So in order to not for people to be lax, we made everything else very, very tall. So maybe that's the concept. Gemara mentions that later. So Reish Lakish says, Savar Yorid Babel Eretz Yisrael, Savar Lo Yorid. So Amar Rav Nachum Rav Yitzchak, Shnei Mikra Efa Darshu. And they both learned it out from a pasuk. Right? They both learned out whether or not there's different ways that they interpret the pasuk. What's the pasuk? The pasuk is in Yecheskel, where Yecheskel gives tochacha on the abominations that took place in Yerushalayim. The pasuk's in Yecheskel, Perecha Beis, pasuk of Dalet. It says, Ben Adam, son of man, Emar Law, say to it, At Eretz Lo Mitorahi, Lo Kushma Biyom Zah. You're not a land, you're not a Torah land, did you not get rain during the day that God was angry? So Rav Yochanan Savar, Atmui Matmekra. It's a question. In other words, it's a question. He's saying, Eretz Yisrael, why are you doing all these terrible things? Aren't you not a Tahora land? Did you not get, you didn't get rain when Hashem. Yeah. It's rhetoric, right? Eretz Yisrael, Mi Lo Matarat? Aren't you not tar? Klum Yardu Lai Hashem Yom Zav? You didn't get rain when the Mabul came down. So then how are you doing these terrible things? And Reish Lakish says, no, it's the other way around. Right? He says, Reish Lakish Savar, Tipashte. It's Eretz Lo Matarat. You are not a Tahor land. Me Lo Yardu Alech Hashem Yom Azam did not rain fall on you during the Mabul. So it's a machlokas whether or not the Mabul took place in Eretz Yisrael or not. Very fascinating, fascinating Tosos over here. So that's the question. So they're going to say afterwards, they say no, they didn't survive because of the zaham, of the heat, of the hevel. They died from the heat of the marble. So if they died from the heat of the marble, they were not buried necessarily underneath. So I guess when everyone else came back, they were buried. I don't know. But there's a Tosas here. Tosas says, Tema. How is it possible to say that the marble did not fall in Eretz Yisrael? But Haksiv, doesn't it say, Vayichosu kol haharim hagvoim asher tachas ha-shamayim? The water covered all the mountains and all the land. So Bereshit, he brings out a medrash from Bereshit Rabba. It seems that this medrash is that it's more like the medrash in Eikev. It's the same concept. It says Bereishis Rabba Amrinan the Rabbi Shmuel bar Yosi who behemi echad and one behemi ayuholka b'derech. So the Tosa says perish behemi. What's a behemi? Shor behemos. They watched over animals, right? And they were walking on the way. So Amar lahu nahu kusas. They met a kusi and the kusi says to them, Isu tzivuya al Torah grizim. Come worship with me on Har Grizim, to lo nachis alei tufna, right? Because the water, they never got wet. The water was such a clearly a holy place because God didn't bring the marble there, right? So Amar also behemi with Rabbi Shmuel. So the behemi said to Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yosi, Rebbe, tame me rishus lahashiv of tshuva. Give me permission to answer for you. Let me go in front of you. So Amar lei hashayip. So go ahead, give him an answer. So Amar lei. So the behemi says to the kusi, Har Grizim tachas kol shemayimi. Is Har Grizim under the heavens, under the Hashemayim? Who says Amar Lehein? Yeah, because the Lok Siv by Yichasu Kol Haharim HaGavoim. Doesn't it say that all the mountains were covered, right? Asher tachas kol shemayim. So you see that everything was covered. So Rabbi Shmuel called Karalav lo ye b'ka akar b'kar b'mtecha. Filo behemi shebecha lo yis akim enetshuva. Even the behemi knows the answer. So it's a question of Rabbi Yochanan. How can you say that there was no marvel in Eretz Yisrael? He says v'shem ar yish lomar that v'yichosu kol aharim haynu sheshol hevel ha-mabu b'chol makom k'darmin l'kamon. We see before that the hevel, the heat took place, Rabbi Yochanan says maybe the heat took place everywhere. So that's what's talking about, the yichosu kol aharim, right? The mesu b'hava. But also kusi, this kusi, ha-yarotza lomar shlo ha-yisham lo hevel lo shum dover. The kusi was saying there was no hevel. That's not what the kusi said. The kusi said it was never wet. Okay? But this is another fascinating answer. Inami, or you can say, the oso kusi niskavnu litchok v'kash. Maybe they just was being doped to the kusi. It's not really true. Right? Not really true. V'kro lo kasha, and the kro's not a pasuk. Why? V'bimokom sheyorud mabul hasam ka'amar sheniskasu ahara. Only in the places where the mabul took place, that's where it covered all the land. But where it didn't take place, it didn't cover all the mountains. So in Eretz Yisrael, it didn't cover all the mountains. Because it never took place in Eretz Yisrael. Right. Pashup Shah that it covered all the mountains. So, I don't know if I should quote this one. You only got to leave from Eretz Yisrael, right? I don't know. That's one measure. I mean, when we bring one measure, so it supports Rish Lakish. We have other majority that support other people. I mean, right. We'll have another question soon. Another question here: that if there was no water in Eretz Yisrael, right? So, right. Why did Noah just ask oak? Whatever. So I don't know if I. There's a sefer called from Gedalia Neitel. Gedalia Neitel was a Talmud of the Chazon Ish, and he has a very, very controversial sefer. It was banned. It was not banned. The whole thing, but he claims. What? It was banned, but the question is, it was banned. Correct. But why was it banned? Okay. I have it. That's the ban you sent me a copy? I got it. So, you know, I'll leave it over here if anyone wants to look at it, and then they can look at it. We don't have time. We don't have time to read it. Okay? We don't have time. Fine. Okay. So, but pretty radical. It's pretty radical. I think this is why one of the reasons why it might have been banned. No, it was banned. This might be the reason why it was. Okay, so fine. That's Tosos. But Tosos. So you have my focus. Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish, whether or not the marvel took place in Eretz Yisrael. So, Eisvei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is going to ask a question to Reish Lakish. Ask for Rabbi Yochanan. How could you say that there was no mabul in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore you don't have to worry about the tumah tahom? Look at the following bright Mishnah. The Mishnah is in Parah Perikim, or Mishnah Beis. It talks about how they would fill up the Mayim Chayim to Mikadish the Eper Parah Duma. So he says, Katseiros Hayyub Yerushalayim, they had these courtyards that were built in Yerushalayim, Benuyos Halasela, they would build them on top of bedrock. Bedrock, we know that there's nothing underneath them. The Tatei and Cholo, and they would separate like a tefa from the rock to the courtyard, so that just in case there was any tumah, it would be a separate ohel, because I guess if you have a tefa, it goes away, right? Mipnei kevra tahom, because they were worried maybe underneath the ground there would be a tumah tahom, and therefore the tumah would go up, right? So who may be in, what would they do? Who may be in nashim ubaros? They would bring pregnant women there. V'yodos umagadlo sham. And the women would give birth there, if they had like a hospital there, they would give birth there, and they would raise the children in this courtyard until a certain age. Some Rishonim say till 8 or 9, because then they would come to us carry. The idea is to raise the children to complete Tahara. I'm not sure. And they would, so these kids were raised specifically for the purpose of doing the avodah for the Parah Aduma, that are doing the preparation for Aduma, if they're right. And then what happens? Umevin shvarin, and they would bring these oxen, the agabeim delosos, and they would put the like these wooden doors on top of the ox. The tinokos yoshvin alehen, and these kids would sit on top of it. Therefore, they would, I guess the point is for them to be protected, right? The delos would be considered the ohel, and then it would be masik from the tinok to the karka, so that when they would go on their way to fill up the Mayim Chayim from the water spring, to be Mekadosh it, they would stop the Tumah, the doors would stop the Tumah from going to the kids, right? The Koso Shel Eben B'Yadon, and they would have stone cups, or not Mekamot Tumah, they are stone cups, in Umilu V'Yashiv V'Komon. And then they would fill up the water, right? And then they would go back. So you see from here, you're worried about Tumah's the home. You have all these issues. Another issue, though, also, is that you have this door that's acting as the Ohel. So the Machlokes of Maseches Gittin, whether or not that Ohel Zorach Shmei Ohel, a moving Ohel, is that considered an Ohel? Right? If it's moving, as the Maan Dominant says, it's not Ohel anymore. It has to be Kavua. If it's moving. So they have to answer for that. Tosfos Dibur Masal Al talks about that. He says, Umanda Omer Perakam the Gittin, Ubinazir Perakam Kimel, Ubiparakol Marabin, Uparak Basu, Bechagiga, that Ohel Zorach Lo Shmei Ohel. So he's going to serve like Rabbi Yehuda. They're going to like Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar Reisha Yashan. Lo hayu mevin dulasos. They didn't have dulasos. They didn't have the walls. Elo shvarin shekreis and rechavo. That is, the shvarin were very fat. They themselves were fat enough to block anything coming up. But some time in Mishum Dekriv, it's almost begidin to Kuseini, right? Because it's the Alma Olsh and also be the other Olsh may Ol. For me, Rabbi Yehuda Bavei Shavar Shmei Ol. The Haka Amar time of Neshet Daitos Nikasavala. The idea was they made them fat and everything like that. So in order for this express purpose, so it becomes an Ola. It's a Balkayim. Whatever it is, the point being is that you see that they were very concerned about Tumas to home. What Tumas to home is there, according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, if the Mabul didn't take place here? So Amr, this is where I got my answer from before. So Amr Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua, Mala Asu B'Para. No, they did Para. They were very careful when it came to the Para Duma. I think very careful when it came to the Para Duma. Rashi says, look at Rashi. Rashi says, it's the third class Rashi. Malo asu b'para, mishum kula di kilubam mishum stukim. Because of the kula that we did because of the stukim. Shaya omrim bimu rove shemesh haisanasis, that you had to have a hair of shemesh. So what would they do? Vahayu metamim es hakohen, they would be metamim kohen, umagbilin also, and then they would tovel him, v'sarfa tvulyom. And the tvulyom himself would do the burning of the parah aduma. Forget, you go hosting the leva stukim, right? So asu b'malos achelos. Therefore, he did other protective measures to lo lizazluva umiyu. But Rashi says im shachta b'makom she'im bodekla. But if he didn't do these protective measures, lo mishlo b'hachi the kolish rabduki. Just so you have these kids being brought up in isolation, right? It's temple. It's isolation for the temple purposes. So that's what they asked. That what's the she doesn't come out from she's a leda. She's a gavva. She's a miga. Doesn't she get something from there? Yeah, they all asked the question. I didn't see the hint. So they asked that. Which one? Umevin Nashim. Afo pisha hatinokos tmeyin benida v'yoledes lo hayichoshishem elos shomrim tumas meis. They only wear shomrim tumas meis v'boi hazah, because that's a very chomer, because it needs sprinkling. Umituma hayotze migufan kagon balkeri. Those are very chomer ones. From the balkeri, you have to stop at a certain age. Once they reach a certain age and they can have emissions. What? That's what they were trying to do. They were trying to make the person make them perfectly clean from some space. What if the pregnant woman herself, walks into a cemetery while she's pregnant? If the woman becomes pregnant? I don't know. I'm asking. Yeah, all the fluids. Sure. I guess so. I don't know. You see what we're saying? That Shinokas Tamein Benita Violetas. The postal says that they are. I don't know what you do. How do you fix it? Well, she also has to break. Perfect enough. You only can do what you can do. Well, here is for the part of it. But you want to have it done in perfect purity beforehand. They want to make sure that it never was. They never had it. Again, I think it's because of the mala asu b'para. They're trying to make it, very special. So Esrei Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan now asks Reish Lakish, right? Because I'm going to ask you, if you think that there were atzamos, I'm going to say that there weren't. Pam achas matzu atzamos b'lishkas dir. One day they found bones in the place, I guess, where they would check the trees, the wood for the maracha. Right? They used to check the wood so there were no worms. and they wanted to make a gzera that the entire city of Yerushalayim would be tamei until they check it, because maybe there are other bones. Amar Rabbi Yeshua Ragla Damer. Rabbi Yeshua got up and said, "No, lo busha uchlima hi lanus and nigzor tumal yir abosenu. It's a busha uchlima herfa shanda to make the thing that's tuma on our holy city." So he goes, "I am the same Abel. If you're worried about Tumor, there's no Mesim Abel here. I am Mesim Nebuchadnezzar. There's no Mesim Nebuchadnezzar." So, what he's saying here is that we don't have to be worried about it. There's no Mesim Abel. There's no Mesim Nebuchadnezzar here. So, what are you worrying about it? So, we got the one place was found. Get rid of it. It doesn't be Yotzi Lav and the rest of Yerushalayim. So, Rabbi Yochanan says, "No. According to what you're saying, Haruge Nebuchadnezzar, Hakinan Gohavi, tell me, there were no people who died during the time of Nebuchadnezzar?" Of course there were people who slaughtered during the times of Nebuchadnezzar. So he goes, so Hachinami Havu Pninu, so too, they were, yeah, but they Ella Havu Pninu, they were dead people in Eretz Yisrael by the Harugim Nebuchadnezzar. The reason why we were choshish for them, because you were Mephanda, you cleared away the Harugim and you buried them. They were all strewn in the streets and they got buried. Hachinami, so too, when it comes to the Masnei Midbar, right, Hayu, they were there, and they moved them. So the Gemara says, V Ifnu, so if they remove them, right? So why are you choshish? So he goes, "Hi ifni," right? "Hi ifni." So he goes, "Nihi the ifni Yerushalayim call it solo ifni." The Yerushalayim says, "No, they were removed from Yerushalayim. They weren't necessarily removed from Kul Eretz Yisrael. And where did we shaft the paraduma? Outside Yerushalayim. So therefore, they still have to be worried about the Tumas to home." So now the Gemara is going to say, "Ikadamri the other way around." That this they use this case. Reish Lakish used this case to ask on Reish Lakish. Ikad the Amri. Esve, Reish Lakish, the Rebbe Yochanan, right? They had the whole thing, I found it. Rabbi Shua got up and he says that we can't make a gzera, right? Because I am the same Mabel. I am the same Nebuchadnezzar. Where are all of them? They were here, but then we're not voting for them, right? My love, me the Hani Havu, just like the Mesim Nebuchadnezzar were in Eretz Yisrael, Hani Nami Havu, so to the Mesim of Eretz Yisrael, the Mesim of the Mabel are in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, they were clearly here. And we're not worried about it, Rabbi Yeshua says. Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yeshua is saying that they are there, we're just not worried about them. So Rabbi Yochanan answers, "Me the ear, Yahaki the Isa, Yahaki the Isa." No, no. Rabbi Yochanan, Yeshua is talking about two different categories, each one in accordance with its own thing that happened. Where are the Mesim Nebuchadnezzar? Those were pulled away. We're not cautious for them. Where are the Mesim Abba? We don't have to worry about them. It's not here anymore. Let's not make a zera on Yerushalayim that it's tummy. So you see, according to this, we get to a minute, keep this in mind, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there are no Mesim in Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael, when it comes from the Mabel. Now we're going to bring the case, and he holds about the Hegel children. So, does he hold that they were Mesim? Let's read. So Esve, Rabbi Yochanan, if they were, right, but where are they? No, he says, right, Rashi says, there's no Rashi. Okay, so Reish Lakish now asks Rabbi Yochanan. The pasuk says in Bereishis, right, it says, "Kol asher nishmas ruchayim yachav," whatever have breath in their nostrils, "mikol asher b'charov emesu," they all died. I mean, all Bnei Adam that were on dry land died. It's mashma even Eretz Yisrael, right? That's where everyone died. El Lidach, according to you, at the Mabel didn't fall in Eretz Yisrael, why did people in Eretz Yisrael die? Am I Mesu? So the answer is no, Mishum Havla, because of the heat that came out, right? The heat that came out. They also asked, the Marshal asked, "Wait a second, don't we have an idea that the Chamei Tveria were a result, one of the springs that opened up during the Mabel? Where's Chamei Tveria? It's in Eretz Yisrael." So Reuven Margolis says, it's fine. It doesn't necessarily have to be the Mabel was there. It just means that there were geological changes in the earth due to the Mabel, and one of the places where it opened up was in Eretz Yisrael to remind everybody of the Mabel. So it's not necessarily the question. Miracle. Maybe we'll get to that in a minute. Why didn't it melt? We'll get to that in a minute. They were talking about, right. We'll talk about how did Og hang on? If there was so much heat, how did Og hang on? And he did not die. So the Marshal said in a minute that it was a miracle that right around in the paper, it was cool. Right? No, right. So that miracle you have, but not the other. Well, the tape itself was a miracle. Okay. So, Menachem usually have these issues just once a year. Parshas Noah. Now I have to deal with it in March. Okay. So Ezrei. So Reish Lakish asked the next question to Rabbi Yochanan. Right, so we said that. So my name. So he says, Mishum Havla, Kidder Rav Chisda. And this goes according to the day of Rav Chisda that says that there was a lot of heat. Right? The Amar, he says, Rav Chisda said, Birosan Kilkul, Rosan Yidonu. They were Makalkul with Rosvin, Shifa Zera, and therefore they were parried, they were punished with hot water as well with Rosvin. Right? Dixiv, how does he know that there was heat there? Dixiv, by Yashoku Amayim, the water subsided. Dixiv Hasam, in Yonah Dioma, it says by Achashverosh, the Chomas HaMelech Shachacha, the heat of the Melech received as well. So you see, by Yishoku, Shacha Shacha, deals with heat. When that goes down, it deals with heat. So you see that there was hot water, and therefore all the heat caused everyone in Eretz Yisrael to die. But they died in Eretz Yisrael, but you often say they may have died from the heat, but they were not buried into the ground. They came later and they buried them and took care of them. You don't have to worry about them. So, Ika de Amri. Now, some say they can ask this pasuk as a question the other way. Ika de Amri, Isve, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish. The pasuk says, Kol she nishas ruchayim yapo mikol hashem acharav emesu. They all died. Everything died. Bishma lo didi, according to me, it's fine. Damino lo yorod mabul Eretz Yisrael. Bishma hachi, it says, which kol asher bacharav emesu. Everyone on dry land died. So, Rabbi Yochanan says, it makes sense to me that there was no water in Eretz Yisrael. That's why people on dry land died. They were charava. According to you, where the marble was everywhere, where's the charava? So, right? He says, El Yidach, my charava. So he stuck with the charava, shaitan mikara. It means everyone who lived on dry land prior to the marble died. Which is good. So the Gemara says, my karle charava. Why is it called dry land? Right? Because the Rav Chisda, the Dor Mabel, lo nix gzeira, al adagim shebayam. The Dor Mabel, there was no gzeira on the fish in the sea. Only those things on dry land died below Dagon Shebayam, not the Dagon Shebayam, because they lived. They weren't in the land. There's a lot of questions about the fish. The Ramban asked, "When was the fish? It was hot. The water was so hot. So how did the fish survive? Right? What?" So the Ramban of Bereisha says, he posts the Medrash Rabbah. He says, "No, but the Medrash Rabbah says that all the fish ran to the Okeanos, I guess to the Atlantic Ocean. There was no marble in the Atlantic." Well, here he seems to say that they didn't. I know it says here they didn't sin because I saw the back. It says here because the fish don't have a yitzhara, and therefore right, that's why Yosef yitzhara. So someone asked, wait a second, so behemoths don't have a yitzhara? Behemoths have a yitzhara, but fish don't have a yitzhara. So someone says, I think it's very nice. He says you're always affected by your environment. So the animals that live with the people, they're affected by the environment. People don't live with the fish. They weren't affected by the environment. They didn't have a Yetzirah. But this is when the Minhag comes, you're supposed to have fish on Shabbos, on Masudas Mitzvah, because the fish are pure, the fish are tar. Some say also, you're supposed to eat the eye of the fish. Why does Hasidim have a Minhag to eat the eye of the fish? Why? Because the Yetzirah starts where? It's the eye. The Yetzirah starts with the eye, and the fish didn't have the Yetzirah, can't conquer them, so their eye is pure, so they eat the fish. Nice Minhag. Okay. The question is, what about the heat? What? I saw my brother eat it once. It was disgusting. What about the heat? The water was hot. So Ramban says, only the top way was hot. So they went all the way down, and it was cooler down there. A lot of questions. Okay. Right. So Bishma Lamanda. Okay, fine. So Bishma, the bar asked, Bishma Lamanda Amar, Lo Yor, Mabel, Eretz Yisrael. Find the point that Lamanda Amar said that the Mabel didn't go to Eretz Yisrael. That is why Hainu to come Remo Hassam. That's why the Remo, this big creature, survived. El Amanda Amar Yorod, according to my number, said that there was a marvel in Eretz Yisrael. Rima Hechikam, where was the Rima? So Amar Rabbi Yanai, Rayos Hechnisu B'Teva. Now they had baby Reims come Rimas come into the Teva. I don't know what this means. So what? I didn't read this. I'm not saying that. I don't know. Whatever it is, what's the Rima? I don't know. So Amar. That's why they translate it. Vahama Araba Barakana Lididi. It can't be that you had baby Re'im in the table, because I saw what a Re'im looks like. It's huge. Couldn't fit. And that's the question. The Re'im couldn't fit, but all the animals in the world could fit together? I don't know. Vahama Araba Barakana Lididi Chazili Urzila the Re'ima, Bas Yoma, so a one day old Re'ima. Vahabik Hartavor, as big as Hartavor. Vahatavor Kamahava, how big is Hartavor? Arboin Parsis, 40 Parsos. Mishka the Tavare, I guess the skin on its neck, the length of its neck, right, is plus a parse, is three parsos. Mirbasa de Resha, is the connecting part between the head to the neck. Is that what it is? Right? Is also, is a 1.5 parsa. And Rama Kaba, and the Rama released its excrement, the Ushkar Yardana. It stopped up the Yardin. So clearly it's massive. How did it fit on the Teva? So Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan says, Rosho Uchnis L'Teva. Just the head came into the Teva. Which is great. But Amar Rav, Amar Mar, where a boss of the race of Parsha Paga, it's 1.5 parshals big. So Ella, Rosh Chotmo Uchnis L'Teva. It fit the nose, the tip of its nose was in the Teva. Right there, right? But Amar Rav Yochanan, Tzagmar asks, why do I need this all? Why do I need this? Lo Yard Mabel, Eretz Yisrael. It's a big deal. The Re'im was in Eretz Yisrael. Yes, that's what I'm asking. So maybe there are two ways to answer that. One way is to say, well, the rain was so big that he didn't bother it, or you could say this man, the Amar Rav Yochanan, says there wasn't need they didn't die in Eretz Yisrael. Not destroyed. The Amar Rav Yochanan lo yared Eretz Yisrael. So the Dibur Yish Lakish Kavah. It's according to Dibur Yish Lakish, right? So the Gemara says, wait a second, the ha kasagi tefa. The table's floating on the water, and you have this Ra'im sticking its nose into it. It's gonna float away, right? So Amarish Lakish, Karnav Kashu B'Teva. They tied its horns to the table so it wouldn't float away. So I saw a report from Rav Meir Shapiro, right? It's the 6th year anniversary. Not said that we're doing that of the cycle of Daf Yomi. So we can quote a report from Rav Meir Shapiro. Not exactly sure about the whole thing, but he says clearly this isn't chop. Right? So what's going on here? He says, what's Teva? What does Teva mean? Teva is also a letter. Teva is a letter. What are the letters? What is the Teva? Teva means Torah. He says, what this is a metaphor for learning Torah. Because really what you're supposed to, so the Teva is the Torah. You're supposed to go inside, you're supposed to take the young one, talk about the baby, bring him inside the Teva, inside Torah. Sometimes, it's not for everybody. You don't have it. You don't have it. So you put the head in a little bit. Even that's not enough for some kids. You put the nose in. But worst comes to worst, what you have to do is tie the person, at least the environment of the Teva, tie the person to the Torah, and that's what you're doing. Tie this Ra'im to the Torah. Again, that's also not shot, but it's a nice word from the little winner. Okay. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Now your question. It was all hot. It was burning hot water. So this Ra'im is creature, whatever it is, right, is outside the water. Is outside of the water. It's not going to die from the heat, right? So utameich, but why is that such a stupid question? Utameich teva hikisagya. How did the teva survive in the boiling water, right? But oh, and a bigger kasha, og melech habashan hikai. It's taken as a given that og melech habashan was hanging on to the teva. How did he survive, right? Ella, rather neis nase lahem shidstanu b'tzidei teva. There was a neis. And wherever the Teva went, the water around it was cool. So that's why, because everywhere else was hot water, that's why you had to send the bird. You couldn't send oak. Why couldn't it? It was too hot. You couldn't risk killing oak. So you had to send the bird. Oak was big enough, probably could have walked around and see what was going on. Right. So the Gemara now asks, Ulrav Shimon, they point to Rish Lakish. Nihi nami, even though the Yoram Abel Eretz Yisrael, right? Even though the Mabel went to Eretz Yisrael, Bahalo Pash, there's nothing left over, right? Because we say that everything moved, everything spilled over to Babel. The Amar Rish Lakish says, Lam Nikra, why is Babel called Mitzula, right? Because he says, Mishaya, Ha'omer Lapsula Harabi, he says, Shekol Mesei Mabel Nitzdalusham. All the Mesei Mabel went down to Babel. So why is he even worried about it? Who cares? Right? There's nothing there. Rabbi Yochanan, Malam, Nekor, Shemo, Shinar, why is it called Shinar? The Shekol Mesei Mabel Nananarusham. Because all the Mesei Mabel went there. So Gemara says, oh, EF should blow Idapu. Can't be. Yeah, they all went there. Can't be that someone's stuck there. There's got to be something stuck there, and therefore Rish Lakish is worried about it. Right? So go back to the original question. It's suffered too much to survive. Oh. That's the other question. How did Talmud Oel? So under Rav Avohu, Lamanik Rashmo Shinar, why is Baba called Shinar? Shemina Eres Ashireha. Because it sends out, it throws out, it's with rich people. There's no such thing as being a rich person in Babel. V'haka chazina dahabu b'ayim. What are you talking about? Facts on the ground. Again, facts on the ground say that the rich people in Babel. goes plus a Dari Lomashvi. You're never going to find above a third generation wealthy person. Get those donations out first. Build the schools right away because you're going to lose your wealth. Huh? It's Nuvarish. That's it. No, right. So Amar Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami says, Kola Oka Me'afar Shel Bavel. Whoever eats from the dust of Bavel, Kila Oka Basar Avosa. It says if he ate the meat of his forefathers, I guess because they died there during the Golas. Right, that's what Rashi says in the Sefer Shabbos. Right, in Tanya Nami Hachi, similar brisa, Kola Ochel Me'afar Shel Bavel, whoever eats from the upper of Bavel, Kilo Ochel Basar Avosav, V'yesh Omrim Kilo Ochel Shkatsim Uramasim. That's an easy eat, Shkatsim Uramasim. Okay, I guess because the Mesei Mavel are there, they're the Shkatsim Uramasim. What? Which is also a reason not to eat dirt. Oh, for three generations to be rich. Right, but Eretz Ochel, right, it's also a tough place there. You can move there, work here, then you're good. Okay, so next, the Mishnah says, sorry, the Mishnah, you know what, I'm not going to stop here. Stop here. Have a good day.